This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. Election day may be a couple of Saturdays away, but the first votes in the gubernatorial runoff have been cast. Early voting began over the weekend and will continue through this week. A record 89,000 Louisianans cast their votes on Saturday, surpassing the first day turnout in the primary and even the 2016 presidential election. Here to dig into those numbers is pollster John Cuvion of JMC Analytics. John, thanks for speaking with me.
Good to be here today.
So let's start with that first number, 89,623. That's about 12,000 more people than voted in the primary. Why the bump?
One of the things that we had noted in the beginning was that you had external events, more specifically the impeachment inquiry, which drove Republican turnout pretty high and stayed throughout early voting. What happened this time around is now that Governor Edwards is in runoff, I think there's much more of a motivation to get Democrats to go early vote. They succeeded. You had a much stronger Democratic turnout this time around than in the primary, even though Republican numbers stayed relatively strong as well, both of which contributed to two nights of record turnout.
And that was a big topic of discussion in the postmortem from the primary. There was some expectation, lofty expectation, that Edwards might be able to win the race outright then with strong voter turnout. And he didn't quite have that.
And I think the problem was Governor Edwards and his team was done in by their own unrealistic expectations. Because if you're a partisan Democrat and all you're hearing on the news from the governor's people is that you expect to win in the primary, and most of the polling did seem to confirm that conclusion, there's much less of a motivation to go vote. However, now that Governor Edwards is in fact in a runoff, the Democratic Party apparatus is making a much more concerted effort to get a strong early vote out. That was not necessarily present in the primary because of those, in my opinion, flawed expectations set by the governor's campaign team.
Okay, so I know it's early to be making predictions of how this will affect overall turnout in the runoff, but
yes, we
did see a significant bump in overall turnout in the primary compared to the 2015 gubernatorial primary.
Yes. It actually ended up being 7 points, where the final turnout as certified by the Secretary of State was 46%. I do believe the turnout will go somewhat higher. The way I look at it is this. Even though early voting turnout in the runoff was higher than it was in the presidential election, I'm certainly not expecting presidential level turnout or 2 million voters to show up on November 16th. Instead, what I think is more likely is there's some front loading, number one. And number two, I think the runoff of turnout percentage will probably be closer to 50% or about 1.5 million voters.
So what do you think we're going to see as overall totals for early voting? It seems to be growing in popularity amongst Louisiana voters.
You have a generation of people as they're entering the voting bloodstream, so to speak. They appreciate the convenience of early voting. And so early voting has steadily gained popularity. In the primary, a record 28% of the total was cast early. This time, I would not be surprised if it gets into the 30 to 33% range. I think what's going to happen, in addition to the 1.5 million turnout, I think you're looking easily at 500 to 550,000 early voters, even counting the inevitable drop-off in turnout that occurs during the weekdays. Thus, I think you're looking at 30 to 33% of the vote will most likely be cast this week.
All right. Well, John Cuvion, we're in the home stretch. Thanks for taking some time out of what I'm sure is a very busy schedule. Hang in there until Election Day.
Absolutely. Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.